Leading the news this morning, the federal government is facing two crucial votes this week. The government's carbon tax is expected to pass the House of Reps tomorrow. The opposition will try to have its introduction delayed until after the next election. And Labor is still struggling to get enough support for its asylum seeker bill, which is due for a vote on Thursday in the House. Police believe a man who went missing while swimming at a Perth beach was taken by a shark. Police divers have found a pair of bathers thought to belong to 64-year-old Bryn Martin. Experts say they have damage consistent with a shark attack. The search for Mr. Martin will resume this morning. A sports agent has accused Australian cricketers of taking bribes to fix matches. He's told a corruption trial of two Pakistani cricketers in London that Australian players are the biggest culprits when it comes to rigging games. The allegations were made in a covert recording played to the court. Thousands of Coptic Christians have gathered for the funeral of protesters killed during clashes with security forces in Cairo. At least 35 people died and 300 others were injured. An inquiry has been ordered into the violence, the worst since February's uprising. And an Australian who works for an airline part-owned by Qantas has been arrested and jailed in Fiji. Unions say 37-year-old Air Pacific pilot Charlene Scott was arrested as part of a crackdown on unions in that country. Qantas says the Foreign Affairs Department is dealing with the matter.